In Rosenberg, a town 20 miles west of Houston, the mechanical arms just blocked a railroad crossing. Ed Sandera and his pickup is the first in line as a freight train begins to rumble by.
Sometimes the whole train is them.
Just these black tank cars?
Mm-hmm.
Black tank cars. Some carry corn syrup, but others are full of the flammable gasoline additive, ethanol. And still others carry what Texas is producing so much more of these days, crude oil. Texas still relies greatly on pipelines to move crude from the oil fields of West and South Texas to refineries on the Gulf Coast and elsewhere. But new pipelines take time to build, and with so many new wells drilled in the last decade, rail lines have been able to ramp up quickly to move an increasing volume of crude. Safety is always a concern. The rail industry brags that it spills a tiny fraction of the crude it carries compared to what leaks from pipelines. But last month, the catastrophic runaway of a so-called oil train in Canada torched a town and killed dozens of people. Then 2 weeks ago, the Federal Railroad Administration said it found that oil produced from wells drilled using the method called fracking contained chemicals and other substances that could cause, quote, severe corrosion on the inside of rail tank cars. Combined, the development suggests there's reason to ask, what if? They were asking that in Rosenberg months ago.
One of our major concerns was, you know, being able to suppress the vapors if there was a fire, and we identified that as a high risk.
Daryl Himley is Rosenberg's assistant fire chief. It's a small department, but for decades, Rosenberg has been at the intersection of not only three big rail lines, but also a freeway that's a major trans-state corridor. If there were a tanker accident with a leak of something flammable, like crude oil, one of the best things firefighters could do to contain it would be to cover it with a special foam. But neither Rosenberg nor any of the other towns in the county had such equipment. It would have to come from Houston.
And if you add traffic into that, yeah, it could be a couple hours before we could even see that resource get here.
The trailers that make and pump out the foam cost about $85,000. To buy them, the county applied for and was awarded a federal grant for not one, but two of them, one for each side of the county.
This puts that resource right in our hands that we can not only protect the city of Rosenberg, Fort Bend County, but also maybe some of the surrounding counties that don't have the availability to get that resource readily.
What's more, a dozen firefighters from the county will be sent this fall to the nation's top rail safety school to get special training for accidents involving hazardous materials. Mike Cook heads up hazmat training at the Transportation Technology Center in Colorado.
We have a substantial waiting list even at this point for emergency responders that want to come into this training.
Ask if they're seeing any increase in interest in such training from firefighters in places like Texas with more crude oil going by rail. Cook said he had not. Instead, he says there's been a steady increase over the years, with the center now training some 2,000 first responders annually. How many of these trains go through here every day?
Maybe 10, 15.
Back in Rosenberg, Ed Sandera was still waiting for the train to clear the crossing. He lives nearby, says he's not worried much about any risk from an accident. If anything, he sees the positive side of all those shiny black tank cars that roll through his town.
It's a railway center. It keeps the economy going.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.